This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatch, and the United States Coast Guard for the great service they do keeping America free and safe. Not to forget about all those people working on the Third Watch, too. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and our security officers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and check out all the goodies we have over there to offer. All right, 7 minutes past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, I think I'm here, Captain. Wow.
I'm here.
So much has, I have to joke because so much has transpired since Friday. I don't know who I am. You know, I had closed my prayer lines mostly down during the month of May, and obviously we know why. We had Memorial Day, then we had the D-Day event. I mean, I was just so into that.
Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day.
Oh, it just all fell.
Oh, wait a minute. I got it wrong. Memorial Day, Armed Forces Day, and then D-Day.
Right. And I didn't miss a step on any of that. And let me tell you, closing down my prayer lines is not a good idea too much, because when I reopen them, they haven't stopped. I mean, the people, you know, have personal problems. That's life, you know. And that's what I do. And I welcome anyone, by the way, to call me, or the captain will give you my number. Some of these people got it off the internet. They were very shrewd in getting it. It's very good for you guys that got it. And by the way, it's always great talking to everybody. You find out so much about people, and I find they all love you, Captain. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, I got lucky last night because a lot of times I put songs on here, but I'm very careful of the songs I put on. I don't like every singer that comes along. You can't. Well, they had an award show last night I've never seen before. I guess it's the seventh. It was for Christian singers. And Chris Tomlin, my favorite on here, I think of all time, a definite devout Christian singer, who almost died when he was young, by the way. He had modern, but anyway, he sang the song and that I twice that he did an encore. It brought the house down. And is he worthy? You remember 2 weeks ago, those of you heard me say those words, and I said this is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard by Chris Tomlin, who probably has 35 songs out, if not 50, I don't know. But that one, and wow, is all I can say. The words in that song, is he worthy? I'll be doing that again sometime. You know, music is known as therapy. I know for me it is, for many people it is, especially if it's not. If you like it, I don't care what kind it is. It can be, you know, I didn't like some of the, you know, I don't like some of the jumping stuff. But, you know, some people, that's their thing. But anyway, because I took so many calls of personal, people with very, very personal, very, very tragic lives, by the way. And I know, because I've had my share, the captain has, but some of you really, it amazes me that you, wow. Captain, I'll tell you, it's amazing how people, we really get through things. There's only one song that I could put on here tonight, and it's not even was sung at the place, but it's called You're Beautifully Broken. I only have a few sentences from it, but it's just so perfect for those who've been broken. And you know, it's people that are broken. Often when you look at your great people, your great presidents, all, they've gone through some stuff. You know, you look at our founding, look, they've been broken. But after that brokenness, you know what? Comes such a beauty out of it. Because most of us are stronger. You become stronger, you know? Anyway, it's sung by a lady, and it's just so beautifully done. These are a few words from it. You're beautifully broken, but you can be made whole again. When you feel you've lost your way, when you stumble with each step, even with a million scars, it doesn't change who you are. Just listen. You are worthy. You will be whole again, for you're beautifully broken. I know that when I hear that song, they don't play it real often, but when they play that through, I really cry, because that brokenness brings you to a different point in your life. I don't know, I kind of think it's almost necessary sometimes. It certainly does one thing. It keeps you humble. And I think sometimes we never want to lose our humility. Whatever we become, never lose your humility. And what I've learned in my long, long Methuselah years is that anything can happen at any time to any of us. We can lose anything that God has given us, and that will bring you to your knees, I trust me. And I don't take anything lightly, just like I don't take the show lightly. I don't take any of you and your problems and the love that I get from you all. I do not take that lightly. I love you all so much. Now, coming up this week, I usually give a little thing. I don't know. I don't have the week planned yet. I have been that busy, but I will do some. We haven't done blessings in 2 weeks. I know. People are reminding me, hey, did you? No, I haven't. I've just been busy. But I've got a lot of messages because people like those too. We'll do, maybe I'll get with the captain, I don't know, one or two, but certainly one, maybe two nights, but we'll do a blessing with names because I know I've got some other names to put on there. So I'll get with the captain, and it's his show, and we'll see. But I know we'll do at least one. I give you my word, okay, toward later on in the week. But anyway, let me give you a couple of psalms to help some of you, because a lot of you are struggling. I get the phone calls, and I know a lot of you are struggling in your personal lives. We're in a great economy. Basically, America's great. But, you know, you have personal problems. Sometimes you're cancer. My goodness. Okay, Psalm 34. The Lord is nigh unto all of those of a broken heart and saves those of a humble spirit. I love that word, humble. And here's another one. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord is able to deliver him out of all of them. Please remember, these come from the Bible. They're not my words. They're the words from your Bible. You can read them. So just remember, no matter how bad it looks right now, everybody, there's kind of a rainbow at the end, and you can become very much stronger after you've been broken. And usually, you will. So God bless you all. I'll get with you tomorrow night. And yes, we're going to do some blessings this week. God bless you, Captain, and God bless America.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is one of those nights. It's one of those nights, beginning of a week. Bad weather out there in Texas. Be careful out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Captain Man. The sports of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Look them up online and find out why it is people drive from all around the United States to come buy a vehicle from them. Four words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatchers too. You get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And don't forget, you get the certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices too. Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotations, free oil changes. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you $500 in addition to the deal they're going to give you. So remember that. All right. I got some letters here, emails, rather. I printed them up, some other letters. But I got some emails from some folks last week. And they really, and I tried to pick these based strictly on the best ones that I have from the different areas. And I got several different stations represented here. First of all, from Los Angeles, California, I heard from MG. And MG said, even though I've only heard you for about a week, I'm sold on what you're talking about, Captain. Excellent show. Great to see. Top-notch radio is alive and well overnight instead of the garbage we get out here in Los Angeles, California. Sorry for laughing. But anyway, yeah, that's MG in Los Angeles listening to us on our affiliate out there. Now, Eric H. from Seattle, Washington, and he mentions here that he's listening to us on the Megatalk station, AM 1400 KITZ. He says that there are some blue counties in Idaho, and because one of them is in Boise, the largest city in Idaho, that's running the risk of turning the state purple before it turns it blue. And a lot of people are moving into Idaho from California. Well, that's kind of funny because it's pretty cold up there in the wintertime in Idaho. So, but anyway, he says Blaine County, which is the dollar central of Sun Valley and Ketchum and Lata up north where they raise all the potatoes, has the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho. Just saying, not worried yet, but the Boise area counties could start turning blue at some point because of the mass California exodus. You've got a great show. We appreciate what you're doing for America. Keep up the good work. I will continue to listen. Eric H., Seattle, Washington. Now, he's in Seattle. He's talking about Idaho. All right. Okay, Eric. Maybe you go to school there. You know somebody. And then I've got our friends, KNUS 710 in Denver. And I've been getting a lot of comments from there. I mean, every week, every night, comments from there. We really appreciate it. He says the more traditional Americans are dying off, are becoming fewer, because the radicals, when it all comes down to it, are making the most noise and they seem to be making gains. Although, I will fight for our freedom, I will fight for justice, I will fight for God and country. People who are coming here for the American dream need to understand, if you don't assimilate and decide you're going to make our country like the one you ran from, it ain't going to work. That's obviously not your dream, and it's not ours either. You either accept our values or our beliefs, or you go back home, and I'll help move you. And that's from TJ. TJ's in Denver, Colorado. Thank you very much, TJ. Now, I got one here that I'm going to share with Denise Simon, so I'm not going to mention it, but it's a really good one from Lubbock, Texas, and it's kind of long, but I'm going to mention it to Denise, let her hear that. So I'm going to skip over and go to BU, who's listening to us on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. He says, Captain, the resistance to Trump is being orchestrated by a very crooked mob, but their popular vote scam would never get through the Congress or Supreme Court, no matter how hard they push it. The investigation by A.G. Barr is so important to our country, it's hard to put it into words. The vile, unpatriotic exposure by this cabal that tried to destroy Trump is doing the same damage to our country. The conclusion cannot be decided fast enough. The country needs this to restore us from the deranged, insane lunatics, and hopefully then get things done for the country and we the people. Make America great again forever. Your friend BU in San Antonio. I listen to you every night. Well, thanks a lot, BU, 9:30 a.m. in San Antonio. We appreciate that. And very good comment from you. Now, we did get one letter here from Detroit, WDTK, AM 1400 Detroit. It said the blue areas on the maps in these states reflects large urban populations. The rural areas, like my state in Michigan, is a red area. But unfortunately, all it takes is one or two big cities, and in our case, one, and they control the state votes. Now, they definitely contain the majority of uncounted illegals and election fraudsters, too. This is the problem. For example, California is currently being exposed as having massive voter registration, quote, end of quote, errors in its system. That idea came from Michigan and the city of Detroit. Have a great day. Love listening to you. W, that's all it says, W, in Detroit, Michigan, listening to me on AM 1400 WDTK. Well, thank you very much, W. And when I think of W, that would be George W. Bush. So, no, he's not in Detroit. We realize that. All right. So, that's where I'm going to stop with the letters for right now. I got one here, like I say, I'm going to read because it's got
Denise's name in it. I want her to hear what it said. So there you go. By the way, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, or anyone that wants to come over here to the Tampa Bay area and be a part of some of what I'm going to tell you, Friday, June the 14th from 6 to 9 p.m., I'll be in Ybor City at Duomichi's, which is a beautiful place. It's right there in the middle of old Ybor City. We're going to be there for a Trump MAGA meetup. It's a birthday. We're going to celebrate President Trump's birthday party, which is also the 14th, which is also Flag Day. So come on out with like-minded people and have a good time in Ybor City at Duomichi's from 6 to 9 p.m. And then June the 18th at the Amway Center in Orlando at 8 p.m., President Donald Trump comes to town with Melania. Now, I've been told there's going to be some surprise guests there, but that's when he's going to announce that he's running for president of the United States for the second time in 2020. It's when he's going to announce his re-election start. So they expect some 30,000 people to be there. If you want to get a good seat, by the way, you will not be able to get into the auditorium until about 6 o'clock at night. But the line will probably start about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I would say you'll probably have 15,000-20,000 people in that line to come into the amphitheater, which only holds about 20,000, but they're going to try to put the maximum allowed that the fire marshal will allow to put in there. And then they'll have, of course, speakers on the outside, too. So I would say you could see as many as 40 or 50,000 people there for that event, inside and outside. Now, let's talk for just a second here. President Trump ended the week last week with a daily job approval of 48%. He's just cruising along in that respect. Also, the president earned a monthly job approval of 48% for the month of May, which was down 2 points from 50% in April, which is the highest monthly rating since February 2017, his first full month in office. In addition, 40% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And voters strongly criticize Mexico's efforts to stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking, and like the president's idea of using the tariffs to get the Mexicans to toughen up. And, oh, yeah, it worked. It worked. Now we'll see. Actions speak louder than words, right? Okay, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Mexico is fully cooperating and will help slow the influx of migrants from Central America. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox News Sunday they've just begun.
The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico, with the tariff threat. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
Probably the biggest message here is now not to Mexico, but to China, that the president is clearly willing to use tariffs, and the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, the first one of the morning here, Monday morning, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months and be well on your way to an extremely well-paid and very, very great career. Here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, pay raise, or promotion. I know there's a lot of high school men and women that have graduated, and you're not really sure where you're going to go. You didn't want to go to college, so you didn't try to get into one, and you're thinking, well, you might take a year off or whatnot. Well, how about taking a year off with a purpose and becoming a student at the National Aviation Academy? Now, here's why. This is a great idea. Not only to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, but also to give you the opportunity to have a high
high-paying job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. And in the 14 short months that it takes, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You'll start out at least $50,000 a year. Many make $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 their first year. If you get the luck of the draw and wind up going to work for an overseas military contractor, or if you go to work for a company that's located in a foreign country, or if you decide to go to work for anybody that has offices overseas, you could wind up right off the bat with a six-figure salary. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. That's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you too. It'll open the door wide open for you. All right. Now, in response to military bases in several states still struggling with repairs after recent extreme weather events, House Democrats are calling for the Department of Defense to get serious about climate change. They want these bases rebuilt with all sorts of things to make climate change a predominant issue. For example, they want the solar panels, they want the windmills, they want the bed sheets. No, I'm just kidding. They want all that stuff. And some of that probably will become a reality at some of these bases. But some of them, what if the sun doesn't shine and you're up in, oh God, Alaska? Alaska, where you got darkness how many days of the year? 6 months of the year? Yep, sure. You're going to put solar panels up there, aren't we? But anyway, you get my drift. Also, the Pentagon chief has said that the Turkish F-35 pilots that have been training in the United States must leave the country by July 31st, and training for new students will be halted as Ankara refused to ditch a Russian missile system. So therefore, the U.S. has suspended Turkey's F-35 pilot training. No surprise there. By the way, U.S. troops deployed to Calexico, California, have been tasked with painting the border fence to improve the aesthetic appearance of the fence. Right now, it's got a lot of rusty colors to it because it is metal, metal on metal. So my suggestion to paint the fence was red, white, and blue. But we'll see how that plays out. Probably all going to paint it one color. Maybe battleship gray or something, but I'd paint it red, white, and blue. Now, for the first time, the Air Force has granted a Sikh airman permission to wear a turban, have a neatly trimmed beard, and long hair following the practices of his faith. That will allow the door to be open for other Sikh airmen. And we'll see how that works out. And last weekend, with silent remembrance and respect, nations from all around the world honored the fallen and singular bravery of our Allied troops who sloshed through the bloodied water of the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago on D-Day. And our parents and grandfathers, and for some, great-grandparents, were very different people during that era. They knew sacrifice. They knew pain. They knew suffering. They knew hard work being shaped by a Great Depression. They also knew total war. For many of them, they went through two world wars. They also knew personal responsibility, duty, honor, country, and faith, and they recognized God as the author of their freedom, and honored the soldier and sailor as the vehicle of the Almighty for that freedom. Yet they all remained humble, giving, and selfless. This is what the younger generation, the new me generation, doesn't get. Now, these folks weren't a perfect generation. Some would say they did not sufficiently address civil rights, but I would say that that is true only to an extent. This was a generation preoccupied with surviving two world wars, a depression, poverty, and diseases like the Spanish flu that devastated millions of families in America. And many lost children or relatives during that Spanish flu epidemic. They were not confused as to who they were or what they had to do, like it or not. They did not waste time on nonsense or frivolity. And many would criticize that generation for McCarthyism and being distracted with a godless communism. Although schools today teach the McCarthy era as a blight, a sort of Salem witch hunt. To which I say, they were smarter than we were today. Because our public schools, our university system, and almost an entire major political party and the mainstream media are now filled with socialists, communists, masquerading as progressives. Now, the greatest generation should be judged by what they got right. They helped build a country that defeated Nazism, the Japanese Empire, communist Russia, and the USSR. 75 years after D-Day, the free world still depends on this nation for the assurance of their freedom and safety. They helped rebuild a society, a culture, and a standard of living unmatched anywhere. That's why we call them the greatest generation. And just what have we become? Just what have we become right now? With these, quote, end of quote, cupcakes that we've got walking around. The lawsuit-happy people. The people that can't get out of their own way for the most part. The people like AOC, who makes a fool out of herself and just goes with it because it's for the good of the cause or whatever. But you know, and I'm going to get into this in the next hour, I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about the difference of faith between a Democrat and a Republican. And I've thought a lot about this. A lot about this. And I wrote down my thoughts over the weekend. And when you hear what I have to say about faith and who's got it and the way they use it, it'll wake you up. So, socialism, collectivism, communism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, that we will all die or be enslaved, and it won't be from climate change bunch, good luck to them, because it ain't going to work. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Okay, we're coming right back with our next Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot in Flying J near you. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. Yeah, it's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, that's Lee the Martin. He's a working class, and we're going to just kind of cut that a little bit short so we can get right to the weather. Now, things have cheered up a little bit and gotten a little better in Texas. Those big storms that were moving off to the east have pretty much dissipated right now. I do not see any more watches or warnings on the map, except in one little area right now up towards I-10, up towards Fort Stockton, where you have flood watches right now, not warnings, watches. And then further down the line, down I-10 going towards San Antonio, you got some more flood watches in there for the big rain that they had earlier this evening. Now, as we take a look at things over to the east, I'm going to stay along I-10 and I-20. You've got some flood watches in Louisiana right now. Also, if you're going up and down I-55, you're going to have some flood watches there all the way up to, all the way up to Memphis by the looks here right now. So no matter where you go, you're going to be ended up there. And, of course, that's because all the water is coming downstream from, the north, as you well know, from Minnesota, from North Dakota, South Dakota, over the Missouri side, and from Wisconsin and Iowa and Illinois and Missouri. It's all coming south, so you're starting to get the higher water down below. Now, we do have some flood watches and warnings in the southeastern part of Indiana tonight, the southwestern corner of Ohio, Cincinnati area, and then in North Carolina, up there in the Piedmont Triangle, and then west towards the mountains, you've got a flood watch and a flood warning in those areas going up towards the mountains, up towards Virginia, and down below. You've got some flood watches as well in the southwestern corner of North Dakota tonight, or I'm sorry, North Carolina tonight. Now, moving on out west, we'll stay down below on I-10, and we'll take it up to I-42 for a couple of reasons. I-10, you've got an extreme heat advisory in Arizona from Phoenix all the way past Yuma, all the way out into the desert, the high desert, not only in California, but also up in Arizona from Kingman across to Las Vegas and over into the central part of California tonight, a high heat advisory, which is going to take you east of Bakersfield and going across over into Barstow. Tonight on I-40, you're going to have a high heat warning when you get to the Barstow area, and that's going to also include going up north, up the valley, all the way up to where there's a high heat advisory, all the way up to Redding, California, through Sacramento. And that's what you've got in California tonight. Now, in Oregon, you've got a high heat advisory in the Medford, Oregon area right now. Same weather there that you had below, down below. In the San Bernardino Mountains, you've got flood watches as that snow that's up there now with the heat, the warmer temperatures, is starting to melt and starting to melt fairly rapidly. So it's flooding a bunch of the streams coming down off the mountains, if you will. So be advised of that. Now, over in Nevada, the northern part of Nevada, coming north out of Las Vegas, about 100 miles, you've got a frost advisory tonight all the way up into the Idaho and Utah lines. And then Utah tonight, you've got a flood watch, the eastern side of Utah from the Wyoming line all the way down to Arizona in Colorado, west of Denver. You've got flood watches there. You've got a freeze advisory in one of the areas up there north and west of Fort Collins. And then you've got a frost warning tonight up in Laramie over to Cheyenne in Wyoming. You've got a freeze warning north and west of Rollins. If you're going up U.S. 30 towards Idaho, Montpelier, you'll be up there. It'll be a little bit chilly going that way. And other than that, looking pretty good, except for some high water advisories, high surf advisories, and beach flooding, shore flooding along Lake Ontario from Buffalo on up to Watertown because of the way that the winds are blowing right now. So there you have it, and that's the way it looks. And don't forget to stop by your local Pilot and Flying J. Take advantage of all the things they have to offer. It's not your average truck stop anymore. They're your home away from home. And you make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And guess what? You get yourself a free cup of coffee. Okie dokie. Denny Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
David Ortiz, and the reason I'm starting with this is because he's a very highly successful baseball player, apparently was ambushed in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic last night. Some guy pulled up behind him on a motorcycle as he was walking into what was described as a disco. I didn't know they had discos there, but apparently they do, and shot him in the back. He had to have surgery, was rushed to the hospital. Apparently he's going to be okay, although he's in serious condition, but good Lord.
Yeah, we have something that's kind of building here in the Dominican Republic, don't we?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. It's real curious that the State Department is quite aware of some of these things, and we haven't had any public statement coming out from the State Department yet that I've seen. Have you?
No, I have not. Mm-mm. Nope. But obviously there have been some problems there, and that's the understatement of the year. And I hope this isn't part of it, because I kind of like the guy. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. And, gosh, I'm really surprised that somebody would just drive up and just shoot the guy in the back.
Yeah, the wound came out through the stomach. It wasn't life-threatening, but it was serious enough that it's a real cause for concern.
Yeah. Now, did we have another bombing of one of our vehicles over in, let's see, where was this? I saw an MRAP got hit somewhere. Was it not Syria? Where was it? Iraq? Somewhere. Iraq? Syria? Did we have another one of those last night?
I'm unaware.
Somewhere in the Middle East, and I'm trying to find the story, wherever the heck it is. Somebody sent it to me, and I saw it one time, and I haven't seen it since. So, you got me. But it said IED, military vehicle, and it showed a picture of an MRAP. So, I'm not sure.
Oh, not either. Unaware.
Okay. Now, couple of the things we're going to be talking about tonight. Obviously, a lot of different things going on here in the world in which we live. We've got the U.S.-Mexican immigration agreement. We talked a little bit about it, what we knew about it. Do we know any more today than we knew on Saturday morning?
Yeah. Mexico's and financial intelligence unit, I think probably through the aid of the United States Treasury, has actually frozen some accounts already.
29, I was told.
And the interesting ones is they go beyond the Pueblos and Fronteras, by the way.
Yep.
And two of them were tied to drug cartels, which is remarkable to me that after all this time, we haven't been freezing drug cartels' bank accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go back decades and we haven't been freezing them. So, but anyway, at least two of them were tied to the Zetas and the Gulf Cartel.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. We got a lot more stuff to talk about. And I am going to read that letter that we got from our friend in Lubbock, Texas, listening to us on KRFE AM 580. And hello to all you folks there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.